Smart move number four is don't let the past enslave you. Remember, emotional baggage is a huge turnoff to prospective love partners. A smart woman knows that she must do all she can to get rid of emotional baggage. That way, she will possess the refreshing spirit that men universally find so attractive. Let me ask you a question. Will the past always repeat itself? You see, one of the more common stories that I read from women who post messages to me is how a certain man in their past hurt them, and now they can't trust new men anymore. These women will say that all present and future love candidates will have to pay the price of doubt because of what another man did earlier. For example, a woman wrote the following to me about her lack of trust for men. I am at the point where I have absolutely no trust in men, their intentions, or their apparent interest in me anymore. I'd like to know some key things I can look for that will give me a good reason to believe that a man isn't going to drop me and run like all the rest. Recently, on two separate occasions, I met someone I immediately clicked with. They both asked for my number, told me a time they'd call, and then I never heard from them again. They were both genuinely interested in me from what I could tell, but I am at a loss as to when to believe someone when they say they'll call you. Because of these and other experiences, I just don't trust men anymore. Can you offer me any advice, Steve? Here are three strategies that allow you to let the past serve you instead of enslave you. The first strategy is to convert your past pain into warnings. If you can learn something from your past experiences, they have value that you can put to use today and in the future. When a decision results in negative consequences, then that experience becomes a warning not to choose the same course of action again. With this simple mindset adjustment, you can start to steer away from repeating your mistakes. Another strategy is let your past pleasures inspire you to experience more. When we recognize something good that happened in our past, it can serve to inspire us to experience that again. Instead of warnings, these pleasurable moments can be examples of how life rewards you when the right choices and circumstances come together. Remembering your successes can help restore your faith in love and your ability to attract it again into your life. And a third one would be, forgive yourself by adding some key resources. Many of our past mistakes could have been avoided if we had the benefit of knowing the consequences in advance. The truth is that people do about the best they can with the mental, physical, and emotional resources that they have at any given time. By considering how a key present resource, like your current level of self-confidence, might have changed the course of a past experience, you can easily forgive yourself and let go of unnecessary and destructive emotional pain. The bottom line is, dating sucks when your past weighs you down and makes your spirit less attractive to prospective men. But dating rocks when you discover how your past can help you grow into a human being who has more love and more compassion to give to the deserving men in your future.